请弟兄姊妹们翻到提摩太后书第一章。
Let's just turn to 2 Timothy, the first chapter.
我们今天愿意继续来交通提摩太后书里面一些的话。
And we'll continue sharing about 2 Timothy and some of the words contained therein.
提摩太后书第一章第八节，我们读到十二节。
We'll read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 through 12.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这位主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力以我为福音同受苦难。
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
神救了我们以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和他恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣显现出才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light.Through the gospel.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师傅。
For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed.For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. This concludes our Bible reading for today. Let's bow our heads and have a simple word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨仍然带着一颗寻求渴慕的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that this day we can bring our hearts that are willing to learn and desire you before you.
在你这复活了早晨复活日子当中，让我们的心再次举起来，来仰望你。
And on this day of your resurrection, that we would be able to lift up our hearts towards you.
因着你从死里复活，带给我们荣耀盼望，让我们今天活在地上，能够因着你恩典，来传扬你的福音，来见证你的道。
That by your resurrection, we are able to share your testimony.
也叫我们这些蒙恩的儿女们知道如何生活在地上来服侍你来跟随你
that we will know how to live and how to follow you and serve you
常常借着你的话引导我们走地上的道路
that your words would lead us in how we are to live
叫你的生命常常在我们里面来带领我们
that your life would lead us from within
那么一生一世活在面前更多认定你自己是我们的主
And that as we live, that we would know that you are our Lord. And that today we ask that you would watch over each and every one of us. And that we would be able to stand before you. You pour out your grace and you speak to us. And that when we hear your voice, that.Our spirits would be revived. That we would be able to run the race that you have set before us. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 早晨呢，愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看提摩太后书。
We would like to continue sharing about 2 Timothy.
我们知道提摩太后书乃是保罗写给他年轻的同工提摩太。
We know that this letter was written by Paul to his young co-worker Timothy.
在当时的神的儿女们在罗马政权的逼迫底下
and at this time they were under the oppression of the Roman government
保罗他自己也被抓下了监牢
and Paul himself had been arrested and thrown in jail
而就在这个很艰难的环境里面呢许多人不敢公开为主做见证为福音做见证
and in these difficult circumstances many people were afraid to openly share about the gospel and give
保罗他自己说呢在那个时候凡在亚西亚的人都离弃了他
and Paul at that time even said that all of those in Asia had deserted him
他初次在申诉的时候没有人来帮助他
and in his first defense no one supported him
只有少数的人好像在那里还愿意还靠着主站得住。
And it seemed that very few people relying upon the Lord were able to stand.
正如那阿尼瑟夫一家的人，他们不以保罗被囚为羞耻。
And the house of Onesiphorus were not ashamed of his chains.
因为提摩太是处在这样的不容易环境当中，他也受了一个影响。
And Timothy, because of these circumstances, he was also affected.
使提摩太在那里邻里软弱，在那里有点要退后。
And it seemed that Timothy was weakened in his spirit and seemed to retreat.
不敢为主做见证，也不愿为了福音章受苦难。
And he seemed unwilling to give testimony for the Lord and suffer for the Lord.
所以在这个时候，保罗就写信来鼓励提摩太。
So in this circumstance, Paul wrote to Timothy to encourage him.
叫他要刚强。
Told him to stand firm.
不要以为给我们主做见证为耻。
And to be not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
也不要因着保罗下监牢以他为耻。
And to be not ashamed of Paul because he was arrested.
要和保罗为了这个福音同受苦难。
But to suffer together with Paul for the sake of the gospel.
保罗在这个书信里面，在这里没有给没有吩咐提摩太要做许多事情。
In this second letter, Paul didn't ask Timothy to do many things.
不像他在提摩太前书对提摩太有许多嘱咐。
Unlike 1 Timothy, where he gave Timothy many actions or
在前书里面，保罗在一再嘱咐提摩太在教会当中当如何来服侍，如何教导人。
In 1 Timothy, he told Timothy how to teach and instruct people in the church.
在前书里面，保罗提了许多事情要提摩太去行的。
And in 1 Timothy, Paul brought up many different things that he wanted Timothy to do.
那些嘱咐都是叫他知道如何在神的家当中如何行。
And how one ought to live and work in the house of the Lord.
所以在前书里面，我们上次提到说，在前书是重在做事。
So previously we shared that 1 Timothy was about how to do things, how to work.
做在重在事情。
And the focus was placed on
the work. 到了后书以后呢？
But when we came to 2 Timothy,
保罗就不再在那嘱咐许多事情要提摩太去行。
He didn't put an emphasis on a whole lot of things he wanted Timothy to actually do.
保罗是在那里来鼓励提摩太。
Here he is encouraging Timothy.
你这样一个服侍的人，你应该是怎样的情形？
Now you are someone who serves. What is your condition? What should it be?
因为在后书，在他当时的环境里面，保罗是在嘱咐许多事情，提摩太他是无法去行的。
If Paul in his second letter gave Timothy a whole bunch of things to do, Timothy wouldn't be able to do them.
提摩太在那个时候，他所需要的是他的灵，他的信心，他的恩赐要重新被挑旺起来。
What Timothy needed in 2 Timothy was for his spirit to be revived and lifted up again.
只有他里面的光景能够恢复到一个正常，他才有外面的一个好的正常服侍。
Only when his condition is restored to normal would he be able to serve outwardly.
所以在后书里面呢，是看让我们看见是重在这个服侍的人，他应该是怎样一种人。
So we see in 2 Timothy the focus is on the servant.What kind of condition he should be.
只有一个服侍的人，他是一个对的一个人，他才有外面对的一个服侍。
Only when the servant is right inwardly would be able to serve outwardly.
他所表现出来服侍才有个对的一个好的一个光景。
And only then would his service have a good outcome.
而我们看见保罗，他之所以能够成为这样一个好的一个服侍的一个人。
We see Paul that his service was good.
背后有一个很重要一个原因
，and behind that there is a very important reason for it，
就是他在这里所告诉我们的
，and that is what he shares with us here，
因为知道我所信的是谁
，because he knows whom he has believed，
因着他知道他所信的是谁
，because he knows whom he has believed，
所以他所遭遇的人事物
，so all that he shares with other people，
他才知道如何有一个准确的一个反应。
That way he knows how to have a right reaction.
这是保罗在快要临终之前所说的话。
And this is what Paul has shared in the spirit.
因着他知道他所信的是谁，所他所带出来服事就有一个好的一个结果。
Because he knows who he serves, that way his work has a good outcome.
从第一章他在这里说, 因为知道我所信的是谁,
in this first chapter, he says, because I know whom I have believed.
到最后第四章他在那里说,
and until the end in chapter 4, he
那美好仗我已经打过了,
I have fought the good fight.
当跑路我已经跑过了,
and I have run the race. Finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了,
and I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留,
in the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
就是按照公义的审判署到那日要赐给我的,
which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
保从他蒙恩的那一天开始, 他知道了认识的主，认识的，知道了这位他所信的主是谁。
Paul, from the day he received this grace, he knows who he has believed in.
而到他到在地上年日快结束的时候，他在这里有一个宣告。
And here, towards the end of his life, he has this warning.
在这里有一个信心的一个告白。
And here he has this instruction on faith.
也是他的一个最后的一个见证。
And this is one of his final testimonies.
他知道他所信的是谁。
That he knows whom he has believed.
保罗他不是信的，不是在信一些道理。
Paul isn't believing in just a teaching.
保罗也不是在信一个制度。
Or a doctrine.
保罗他也不是信一些其他的东西。
And he hasn't believed in something else.
他所信的是一位独一的真神，神的儿子。
He has believed in the true and living God, the Lord Jesus.
他所信的是主耶稣基督。
He believes in the Lord Jesus.
因着他对他所信的这位主有一个认识。
And because he has this knowledge of the Lord.
所以就从他工作、生活、侍奉身上就表明出来他所信的是谁。
And therefore, from his work and his life, he demonstrates to whom he has believed in.
他认识他所信的主、这位神，他的本性是什么？
And he knows the Lord and what his character is.
他的旨意是什么？
And what his purpose is.
他旨意所最终所要完成的是什么？
And what his purpose, the end goal of that purpose is.
因着他有这样认识，就显在他的工作，显在他的侍奉里面。
And therefore, this his knowledge of the Lord is shown in his work.
所以弟兄姊妹，这也是让我们可以看见一件事情。
So brothers, this here allows us to see something.
我们的工作、生活、侍奉都是所表现出来的。
What we demonstrate through our lives in our work is dependent on our knowledge of the Lord and what kind of Lord he is. And it is dependent on our experience with the Lord and our understanding of
him.
And this knowledge is reflected in our lives. Paul knows whom he has believed.
不是单单在启示里面圣灵启示来认识神。
We know that Paul's knowledge of the Lord isn't solely on the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
他在经历里面来认识神是怎样回事。
But also through his experience, he has come to know who the Lord is.
他从启示里面他认识到神那永远旨意。
Through revelation, he understands the Lord's eternal purpose.
从他蒙恩得救在大马路上主向显现的那一刻时刻开始。
From the moment the Lord revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus. He already knew who the Lord was. And when we continue on to the first time Paul was arrested in a Roman prison, he saw more clearly what the Lord's purpose for him was. He saw the relationship between Christ and the church. He saw that one day everything under heaven and earth would be united under Christ. And that Christ would over all things reign.
他深知福音的奥秘，他知道基督的奥秘。
He understands the mystery of the gospel and the mystery of Christ.
因为他有这样一个认识，所以他写出圣经中最良简、最高启示的书，就是以弗所和哥罗西。
And through this knowledge, he wrote two of the loftiest or highest books, which is the Ephesians and Colossians.
他在圣灵启示当中，他认识的他所信的主实在是那位永远的主。
He saw that the Lord whom he believes in is that eternal
Lord.
And through his experience, he learned that the Lord is the Lord of resurrection. And full of fullness. And so through all his experience, he knows that the Lord Jesus is his treasure.
弟兄姊妹，同样，我们蒙恩得救那一刻的开始。
So, brothers and sisters, from the moment we believe,
我们需要一直在圣灵的启示里面认识我们所信的主他是谁。
We have to come to the knowledge of the Lord through the revelation.
我们在生活经历里面，我们也认识我们所信的主是他是谁。
And also through our experience, we have to come to understand our Lord.
所以我们知道我们这个对主的认识是一个渐进的。
So we see that the knowledge of the Lord is a gradual process. And I also believe that Paul's learning and knowledge of the Lord was also gradual. And when his life was coming to an end, he said that I know whom I have believed.
有一个更深、更完全的认识。
Because he had this deeper and more complete understanding of the Lord.
所以他才能够忠心地走完他地上的道路。
So he can faithfully walk his path on earth.
而最终在那有个非常美好的人生的一个结局。
And so he had this very good ending.
就是刚刚我们所说的，他说那美好仗已经打过了。
And he said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And in the future, there is laid up for him a crown of righteousness. And this great testimony is something that we all want to desire. How can we fight the good fight?
他知道他所信的主是谁。
By knowing the Lord whom we believe in.
所以弟兄姊妹，对我们所信的主是谁的认识，对我们今生和来世非常重要的。
So the knowledge of the Lord is very important to our current condition in our future as well.
就从今生来说。
From our experience.
因为对我们所信的主是谁有一种认识。
To have this knowledge of the Lord. And our service in our life would have a different reaction. Because of our knowledge of Him, we would be able to serve our Lord very well.
并且我们也知道，到那一天的时候，我们就能够得到他的称许，得到他的奖赏。And
in the end day, we would know, we would receive from him our reward.
所以我们看见保罗在他人生快要走完地上的道路的时候，When
we see Paul as he had almost completed his path,
他再一次来坚定，来在那里宣告说，他知道他所信的是谁。
And he wanted to testify and warn that he knew whom he had believed.
而在这一段我们所读的圣经里面，他告诉我们他所信的到底是谁呢？
And so here it tells us exactly who he has believed.
头一个他说他是用圣召来召我们。
He has, at first he says he has called us with a heavenly calling.
当人犯罪堕落以后，我们看见神一直在地上在
From the moment man fell, the Lord has been calling and looking for people. And on these people that he has called, he has given them this commission. And to have them achieve the Lord's own purpose.
有时候一个国家、一个团体，他在那也在那征召一些人。
And even today, some nations or organizations would call people. And they would call these people with a purpose.
叫那些被征召的出来的人达到那个招他们那个国家的一个目的。
And when these people that were called, when they accomplished the goal for their nation,
要去完成给他们的托付。
And they want to go out and complete that mission that they were given. So from the beginning of the Bible, we see that the Lord is calling these people. One of the first people to be called was Abraham. The Lord called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldeans, the place that worshipped idols.
要他往神所指示的地而去。
And sent him to a place where the Lord was
meeting
him. When the Lord called Abraham, he gave him this blessing that he would be a blessed person. And that others would be blessed through him. The Lord called him to obtain Canaan as his inheritance. And we see later on that the Lord called out this nation, Israel, and had led them out of Egypt. And that they would be a testimony of the Lord
in the world.
He called them out to be a nation of priests to serve the Lord. And they would bring all the people before the Lord. And the Lord called them out of Egypt so they can obtain Canaan as their inheritance. And the Lord had this a burden for them. The Lord called them out not just to be a people to serve the Lord, but they would also be the Lord's testimony, an expression of the Lord. That they would bring all nations before the Lord to serve Him. And come to the New Testament, we see the Lord is still calling people. The Lord has called us and the church.
教会是什么? 教会意义是什么?
And what is the church? What is the meaning of the church?
教会这个希腊原文的意思就是被召出来的人。
In the original Greek, church means those who have been called out.
所以我们知道教会不是一个房子, 不是一个物质的东西。
So we know that the church isn't a house or just a building, a physical thing.
教会是一群人, 是一群蒙恩, 蒙呼召出来的人。
But the church is all the people that have been called.
哥林多前书第一章一开头就给我们一个很清楚的一个解释。
In 1 Corinthians, the very beginning, it gives us a clear
explanation.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, it has a very clear definition of the church.
保罗当然说,
it says, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling.
以及凡在各地求告主耶稣基督的人。
With all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the church is are those who have been called, the saints who have been called. Called to be saints, it says in the Chinese.
英文应该是更准确的, to be, 就是成为圣徒。
In English, sometimes it says to be saints, called to be saints. So that you have to be called a saint to be a saint.
我们就是成为一般圣徒,
so the Lord has called us saints so that we can be
saints.
Because the Lord has poured out His precious blood upon us and we are been cleansed, then we can be saints. And we are people that are blessed by the Lord.
并且要叫别人叫我们因着蒙福。
and that others would be blessed through us.
成为一个传递祝福的一个管道。
We are to be a vessel of blessing for other people.
所以我们看见神在呼召我们是为了什么呢？
So what is the purpose for the Lord to have called us?
就是要叫我们成为一种人, 就是成为圣徒。
He has called us to be a certain type of person, which is a saint.
那么神呼召我们是为了什么？
And for what reason has he called us?
神在我们身上有什么托付？
And what purpose,
有什么目的？
Or what purpose has the Lord called us for?
虽然这个内容非常多，也是非常丰富。
Although the content is very great and very full.
但是罗马书在那里归结到一件事情。
But the Lord in Romans it points out one particular
thing. 神呼召我们乃是要叫我们得荣耀。
The Lord has called us so that He can glorify us.
所以罗马书第八章那里就告诉我们说，我们这些被按着按他旨意被召的人。
In Romans 8 it says, "For those He has called."
神预先定下的人，神就。 招他们，称他们为义。
In these whom he predestined, he also called. In these whom he called, he also justified.
而神称为义的人呢，神要叫他们得荣耀。
In these whom he justified, he also glorified.
所以得荣耀就是神呼召我们最终所要达到的一个目的。
And so, the reason he has called us is so that he can glorify us.
所以圣经告诉，也告诉我们说，我们得就是为了这个盼望。
So we often say that our salvation is for this hope.
这个盼望就是说，神真呼召我们，最终就是要叫我们得荣耀。
That this hope is that He has called us so that we can be glorified.
正如以色列百姓，神把他们从埃及呼召出来。
And so the Lord called the people of Israel, His people out of Egypt.
把他们从埃及法老权势的底下拯救出来。
He saved them out of the hand of Pharaoh of Egypt.
是要把他们带到迦南美地去承受那一块地为他们的产业。
So that they can obtain the land of Canaan as their own inheritance.
所以神呼召我们，拯救我们不是单单叫我们罪得赦免，叫我们不下地狱。
So when the Lord saves us, it's not solely so that our sins are forgiven and we won't go to hell.
神拯救我们有个极大的一个荣耀盼望，就是叫我们最终得到荣耀。
And He saves us because we have this glorious hope that He will glorify us.
所以当我们知道我们所信的这位主，他拯救我们的目的的时候，
and so when we understand the purpose of His salvation for us,
知道他拯救我们，使我们成为一个圣徒，圣徒，
by calling us to be saints,
要我们来服侍他，
so that we can serve Him,
而最终就是要把我们带到荣耀里面，
and in the end that He would bring us into glory,
并且在我们这些人身上有个极大一个托付。
And so we have this this mission, this burden placed upon us.
乃是叫我们在地上来服侍他。
That on earth we are to serve the Lord.
所以当基督徒知道他们所信的主在我们身上神有这样的旨意的时候，
So when we come to understand that the Lord has this purpose in
His will for us, 知道神这样呼召我们有这样目的的时候，
And that this is the reason for His calling us,
我们就知道如何来过地上基督徒的一个。
And we would know how to live a Christian life.
神不仅要赐福给我们，成为叫我们成为一个蒙福的人。
The Lord not only blesses us so that we would be a blessed people,
并且将来还要得到神更大的祝福，承受他做我们的产业。
He would give us an even greater blessing that we would obtain Him as our.
所以保罗知道他所信的主用圣召召了他，召了我们。
And so, we know that the Lord called us with this holy calling.
他说，底下又说，不是按着我们的行为，而是按着他旨意和恩典。
And Paul continues to say, not according to our works, but through His purpose and grace.
所以神怎样呼召我们，乃是按着他旨意来呼召我们。
So the reason the Lord called us is according to His own purpose.
他不是按着我们的行为，
not according to our works,
而是按着他旨意。
But according to His purpose.
所以罗马书正在一再告诉我们说，我们保罗说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神得益处。
In Romans, Paul tells us, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
To those who are called according to His purpose.
所以蒙恩得救，神把我们从世界、从死亡当中呼召出来。
So the Lord called us out of the world, out of our sins.
这个复杂不是因为人犯罪以后神才有这个一个计划才有这个一个动作。
And it's not because of our sin that the Lord has this, takes this action.
是在按着他旨意来复杂我们。
But according to His purpose, He has called us.
从圣经让我们可以看见神这个救赎的计划不是因着这个神救赎的计划就为我们预备这个救恩不是因着人犯罪以后才有的一个事情。So
we see that this the Lord's salvation isn't just because we have sinned.
乃是在永远的神里面已经有这个旨意了。
But God, in His eternal plan, already had this purpose. So when we read Ephesians, we see this point even more clearly. In Ephesians, when Paul talks about the work of salvation, he repeatedly says this one phrase. According to His will, His will.
他说按着他自己的意志所写的预定了我们。
Says he predestined us to adoption as sons through Christ Jesus to himself according to the kind intention of his will.
神用诸般智慧，聪明，充充足足的赏给我们。
That in all wisdom and insight he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention.
都是照着他自己所预定的美意。
According to his kind intention.
而这位随己意行作万事的，按着他所预定的旨意。
And a predestined according to his purpose.
而我们这些外邦人得以在基督耶稣里面借着福音得以同为后世，同坐一起，同得应许。
That the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus.
这个奥秘早隐藏在创造万物神的里面。
And this is a mystery that was hidden in the Lord.
所以我们看见蒙召这件事情乃是在神的里面的一个旨意。
And so, this action that the Lord took was something that He had purposed.
虽然我们不太明白为什么这个旨意早就在永远的神里面。
So we may not understand why this goal was a mystery hidden in the Lord.
我们只能凭信心来相信来接受。
But only by faith we can come to
accept it. 因为神是按着他旨意来呼召了我们。
Because it is according to the Lord's own purpose that He has called us.
因着是按着他旨意，所以这个呼召被称为一个圣召。
And it is according to His purpose that this calling is a holy calling.
这是一个神圣的一个呼召。
And this is a holy calling from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，凡是与神旨意发生关系的事情，都是一个神圣的。
So when all the things that happen are from the Lord.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们是神是从上面来呼召我们。
So the Bible tells us that the Lord calls us from above.
这是一个属天的呼召。This
is a heavenly calling.
所以希伯来书第三章一开头就告诉我们说。
So Hebrews the beginning of Hebrews chapter 3 tells us.
是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄们。Holy
brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
所以弟兄姊妹，神是按着他的旨意来呼召我们，这是一个神圣的呼召。So
the Lord's calling is a heavenly calling, and it is according to His own purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在地上服事的时候，我们就是看见与神的事情、与神的旨意发生关系的事情，都是非常神圣的。So
all the things that the Lord asks us to do are holy in heaven.
凡是与神的事情，凡是与神发生关系的事情，都是一个神圣的。All
the things that are related to the Lord are holy.
所以今天基督教堂说，我们做圣工，做圣工。
So often we say we're doing a holy work. When we sing hymns, we call them holy hymns. So all these things are according to the Lord's purpose, therefore they're holy. But unfortunately, a lot of times the work that we do today has nothing to do with
that.
And it has nothing to do with His purpose. But they may still call them holy. But we thank the Lord that He has called us according to His own purpose. Not according to our works. When the Lord wants to call us to His purpose,
是根据什么呢?
is according to what?
所以一面他说, 是按着他旨意来呼召我们,
on one hand, it says he called us according to his purpose.
也是照着他恩典来呼召我们,
and secondly, it says, and according to his grace as well.
所以我们看见这个呼召呢, 这个恩典的呼召,
and so we see that this calling is also a calling of grace.
不是按着我们行为来呼召我们,
not by our works that his
called.
So all of us who are saved by his grace.
所以以弗所书第二章也告诉我们,
so Ephesians chapter 2 it tells us,
保罗说你们得救是本乎恩也是因着信,
for by grace you have been saved through faith,
不是出于自己, 乃是神所赐,
and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God,
也不是出于行为,
not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
我记得我大学, 应该是大一吧,
I remember when I was a college freshman,
那时候我对救恩不是很清楚, 是有个弟兄来探望我,
at that time, I was not very clear on salvation, and a brother came to share with me.
因为我有些事情都困惑, 他就点出这一, 就, 呃, 读这一节圣经给我听,
so when he came to explain it to me, he picked these verses for,
so 我印象非常深刻,
so and it's very clear in my mind.
所以当这句话进到我心里面的时候, 我整个人得释放了,
so when these words entered into my heart, I felt free.
我许多重担都卸下来,
and all my burdens seemed to fall away.
所以以前我提过, 当我清楚蒙恩以后呢, 有一段非常喜乐的日子,
and so I shared before that when after it became clear to me that I was saved,
我知道我信主不是靠着我的行为,
I felt there was a period of time I was very joyful,
because
I knew that I was saved not according to my own works. So when I went to class, I would often go to class singing hymns.
走起路来, 脚步非常轻松,
and when I would walk, my footsteps felt very light.
因为蒙恩得救这是本乎恩也因着我们的信心,
because we are saved by grace and through faith.
他说这个恩典是在万古之先, 在基督耶稣里面赐给我们的,
and that this grace was in our Lord Jesus Christ.
在十年之前, 这个恩典已经在 基督耶稣里面,
before creation, this grace was already in our Lord Jesus.
在基督耶稣里面赐给我们的,
and it was given to us in our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们看见, 原来这个恩典早在永远的神里面, 在主耶稣基督里面已经在那里了,
and so we see that this grace was already in our Lord Jesus Christ.
全是恩典,
and it is all by grace.
因为每一个人是靠自己的行为蒙恩了,
because no one was saved by their own work.
没有含有血气的人没有一个因行为被神称义,
because no man is justified by the works of the law.
都是因为相信主耶稣基督而被神称义,
but through faith in Christ Jesus we have
been justified. 并且以后我们过基督徒的生活仍然是靠着神恩典,
so that when we live our lives it is by the grace of our Lord Jesus
Christ. 所以保罗说我们在世为人不靠人聪明来靠神恩惠,
so not in fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God.
So, 弟兄姊妹,今天我们还有点心愿来追求,因为服侍神,也都是神的恩典,
so that we have this desire to pursue the Lord, it is also by the grace of God.
就是因着他的恩典,我们今天常常聚在神的面前,
it is by His grace that we can gather before Him.
蒙恩得救是恩典,
salvation is by grace.
以后所走地上的道路,一切都是神的恩典,
and continuing to walk in the path of the Lord is also by His grace. And when we come to understand grace,
他就没有什么可夸耀的,
He has no other, there's nothing for us to boast in.
那我们就说, 那么人就没有什么责任呢?
So do we have no responsibility?
我们责任就是来依靠来相信他,
our responsibility is to rely and to believe in Him.
只有一个认识神恩典的人, 他才能够谦卑下来,
only when someone believes in the Lord will he be able to humble himself.
我想保罗他是一个最认识恩典的人,
I think that Paul is someone who understands the most about grace.
当他往大马色要去捉拿那些基督徒的时候,
when he was on the road to Damascus to arrest the Christians,
主在那里向他显现,
the Lord revealed himself to him.
保罗从来没有想到有一天主会向他显现叫他蒙恩典,
Paul probably never thought that the Lord would reveal himself and give him this grace.
以后他说, 原来我在使徒当中我是最小的, 不可以被称为使徒,
he says, for I am the least of the apostles and not fit to be called an apostle.
因为他从, 他说我从前是逼迫教会的,
because I persecuted the church of God. 然而我今天成了何等的人，乃是蒙神恩所做成的。 But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
他能够成为这样一个人，是神的恩典临到他，坐在他身上一个结果。
So the person that Paul is because of the grace of the Lord.
并且这个恩典在他身上也是不突然的。
And his grace toward Paul was not vain.
他说比众使徒格外劳苦，不是我，乃是神的恩同在。
Paul says, but I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
保罗在那里应付代价，受许多苦难。
Paul's willing to pay the price and suffer.
不是他自己能够付什么代价。
It's not that he himself could pay this price.
他在受苦不是因为他意志力比较强，比别人强。
He didn't accept the suffering because he was more strong-willed than other people.
乃是神的恩典与他同在，乃是神的恩典让他能够经过那许多苦难，而不是以倒下去。
But it was the grace of the Lord that he can go through the suffering.
从蒙开始到以后一切路上所行的、所遭遇的，都是神恩典。All
that Paul walked through and experienced was through the grace of the Lord. And this is someone who knows or has the knowledge of the grace of the Lord.
用什么一个人，如果是不认识恩典。
If someone doesn't know grace,
他以为他今天能够有点去爱主，以为能够好像可以这样服侍神，觉得他比别人强。
If someone today thinks that they can love the Lord or serve the Lord, and he's stronger than others,
他比别人有心愿，有个愿意心。He has
a more willing heart to serve.
他比别人肯付代价。He's
more willing to pay the price.
他就觉得他自己了不起，看不起别人。
And if he doesn't think highly of other people.
这是个不认识神恩典的人。
This is a person who doesn't understand the grace of our Lord.
有时候我注意到一些年长的弟兄们，他们在那交通神的话的时候。
One time when I was seeing some elderly brothers and sisters when they were sharing about the words of the Lord.
他们灵是那么柔软，那么谦卑。
Their hearts are so soft and humble.
他们所说的话是那么温和,
and their words were so warm.
因为他们是一个认识神恩典的人,
because they knew were people who understood the grace of God. Someone who doesn't know the grace of the Lord.
他讲起话来非常大声,
when they speak, their words seem very loud.
他讲起话来总是要定罪别人,
and when they speak, they're always condemning other people.
好像别人不够爱主，不愿付代价。
And they may sound like they're saying other people aren't willing to serve the Lord or pay the price.
他好像多一点工，他就觉得他了不起。
And they may do some work, and then they may think that they're all that.
这是一个不够认识恩典的人。
This is someone who doesn't understand enough about grace.
但是你看见那些认识恩典的人，他们属于生命。 非常丰富的人,
for other people that truly understand grace, then their spiritual lives are more full.
即使他们在那讲一些好像比较严厉的话，好像比较严肃的话,
though they may speak some things more strictly,
因为感觉他们灵在里面非常柔和,
but you would see that their spirits seem to be filled with love.
因为他们没有什么可夸耀的。
Because they have nothing to boast in.
他们知道一切都是神的恩典。
Because they know everything is based on the grace of the Lord.
一切都是神恩典在他们身上所造成的。
It is all made by grace within them.
我想这样的人实在是个蒙恩的人。
And I think this person is truly someone who has received
grace. 因为他知道他所信的神是一个蛮有恩典的神。
Because they know the Lord that they believe in is the Lord of grace.
不是他们有什么值得神可使用的地方。
It's not that they have something that the Lord can use.
他们乃是在恩典里面来服侍神,
but they serve through grace.
他们乃是在谦卑柔和里面来服侍神自己。
And in humbleness and humility, they serve the Lord.
所以神是按着他旨意来呼召我们，他也是按着他恩典来呼召我们。
So the Lord calls us through His grace and His purpose.
所以当神这个恩典是怎么样显出来的呢?
So how is this grace or revealed.
他说：“借着我们救主基督耶稣显现，才表明出来的。”
Through Lord Jesus, is it revealed?
神有一个荣耀旨意，要拯救人，要呼召人。
The Lord has this purpose to call people.
当他要执行这个旨意的时候，他是借着恩典的原则来呼召我们。
But when he calls us, it is through grace that he calls us.
而这个恩典怎么样表明出来呢？
And how is this grace revealed?
还是借主耶稣基督。
Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是借他有天道成肉身来到地上。
And one day the word became flesh and came down to the world.
就把这恩典把它表明出来了。
To reveal this grace to us.
所以福音第一章告诉我们。
In John chapter 1 it says,
道成肉身住在我们中间，充满满有恩典有真理。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace
and truth. 当主耶稣来到地上的时候，就把恩典把它表明出来了。
When the Lord came down to earth, he revealed the grace to us.
指明一条蒙恩的道路。
And he showed us this path.
人如何能够来到神面前呢？
How can a person come before the Lord?
就是借主耶稣基督来到神面前。
Only through the Lord Jesus Christ can we come before God.
借他我们与神和好。
And he has reconciled us.
他来地上传一个和平的福音。
And he is sharing a gospel of reconciliation.
叫我们与神之间不再有疙瘩，能够有和平，能够和谐。
That there will no longer be this distance between us and the Lord.
所以使徒他写信给教会的时候，开头问安的话总是这样说。
So when Paul writes letters to the churches, he often begins with,
愿恩惠平安从我们神和主耶稣基督归给你们。
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
一切的恩典平安都是从我们父和主耶稣基督临到我们身上。
All of the grace and the peace comes from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到当主来到地上的时候，那条恩典就表明出来了，人就知道蒙恩。
So when the Lord came down to earth, he showed us this grace and how we can receive it. Not only has he pointed out the path of grace, when he came down to earth, he also did away with death.
我们知道当人还没有犯罪之前呢，地上是没有罪，没有死亡的。
We know that before man sinned, there was no sin and no death in the world.
So, 当我们去读创世纪第一章，神在那做一个废物创造的时候，
So when we see in Genesis chapter 1, when the Lord was in the process of creation,
那里充满了生命，
it was filled with life.
地里要长出青草来，长出各种蔬菜，
And the Lord created the plants and all sorts of vegetation.
鱼里，海水里面有各种的鱼。
And the oceans were filled with all sorts of fish.
空中有飞鸟,
and the skies were filled with birds.
地要长出活物来, 有牲畜, 有昆虫, 有野兽,
and the Lord filled the earth with all sorts of living creatures.
You know. 最后我们看见神用一种造人把神的气吹在人的鼻孔里面, 人就成为有魂的活人。
And finally the Lord created man out of the dust and breathed his spirit into them, and now we have a living person, someone with life.
So we
see in the beginning of creation, the world was filled with life. Because there was no sin, there was no death. But unfortunately, one day when man sinned and abandoned the word of the Lord, sin entered into the world through one man.
死又是从罪来,
and death through sin, and so death spread to all men.
所以圣经告诉我们,
and so even before we sinned, we were already dead in our trespasses.
我们在神面前每一个人都是死人,
and all of us before the Lord are dead people.
我们里面的灵死了,
The spirit within us was dead and had lost its use. And we couldn't connect with the Lord of life. But we thank the Lord that one day Jesus Christ came down to the world. And on the cross, he shed his blood and gave up his life and took our sins upon himself. And so his blood washed away all of our sins. And through death, he rendered powerless him who had the power of death. And he resurrected from the dead and overcame death. And on the cross, he accomplished the work of salvation. And all of us who believe in him,
我们就可以从罪和死亡的权势里面出来呀。
And then we can come out of death and the power of death.
他把死会去掉。
He did away with the power of death.
这个会去应该是说他叫死失去那个效果了，失效了。
It says he took away the power of death.
所以我们今天蒙恩的人，死亡的权势在我们身上失效了。
So for all of us who are saved, death has no power over us.
所以在我们身上权势不再有，也不再能够控制我们了。
And sin can no longer control us.
失效了。
It is rendered powerless.
这是基督在十字架上所做的，他废弃了死亡。
This is the work that the Lord Jesus accomplished. That he
所以当他蒙恩得救以后，他不仅罪得赦免。
So when he gives salvation, it is not just to forgive us of our sins.
他也可以不犯罪。
He can also be sinless.
我们有这个能力可以不犯罪。
So we also have this ability
to not sin.
Because the life he gave us is a life that has overcome death and sin. We have already come out of sin and death. And that one day death would be done away with in the entire world.
到启示录末了二十一章，那也告诉我们说，有一天。
And in Revelation, it says one day that death will be thrown into the lake of
fire.
And when the new heaven and new earth come, there will be no death. This is one of the effects of the Lord Jesus' salvation that he has brought. He has already done away with death.
并且他说，借着福音将那不能坏的生命彰显出来。
And he said that through the gospel, he has brought life and immortality to life.
不仅把死亡废去，更是把那个不朽坏生命显明出来。
Not only has he abolished death, but brought life and immortality to light.
借着福音把这件事情把它表明彰显出来。
Through the gospel, he has expressed and revealed.
所以保罗写信给哥林多的教会的时候，他说。
So when Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthians, he said.
他说传给你们的福音。第一就是基督照着圣经所说为我们罪死了。
For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
并且埋葬了。
Was buried.
又照着圣经所说三天复活了。
And according to the scriptures was raised from the dead after 3 days.
这不朽坏生命，这复活生命就借着福音把它彰显出来了。
So this life and immortality he revealed to us.
因为这生命是一个神的生命，是一个永远的生命。
Because this life is the life of the Lord.
这个生命是给那些已经相信他的人。
And this life he gave to all those who believe in him.
所以我们说信耶稣得永生。
So we say that if you believe in Christ, you have eternal life.
一个人相信了福音，就得到这个永远的生命，神的生命。
If you believe in the gospel, then you receive this life, the Lord's life.
基督成为我们的生命。
That the Lord Jesus would become our life.
所以感谢神，这不朽坏生命头一个显在主耶稣的身上。
So we thank the Lord that this immortal life is first revealed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And today it will be revealed in us as well. How can it be revealed in us?
借着我们生活，借着我们侍奉，把这不朽坏生命也有显在我们身上。
That through our life in our work, we will reveal the immortal life within us.
弟兄姐妹，今天生活在这个死亡的世界里面。
So even though the world is in death and sin today,
生活在这个罪恶世界里面,
and we are living in this world,
我们要把这不朽的生命把它彰显出来,
we are to reveal this immortal life.
让我们看见我们这个生命是可以胜过罪恶的。
So we can show that our life is one that can overcome sin and death.
这是个真实的生命。
This is the true life.
所以基督徒可以胜过罪恶的。
So that Christians can overcome sin.
今天这个世界上充满许多罪恶。
This world today is filled with all sorts of sin.
这个罪恶常常影响到我们。
And it often impacts.
让我们基督徒好像哎，随着潮流活在那个罪恶里面。
That we it may seem that we are living surrounded by sin.
但是若是我们知道我们所信的主是谁
，But if we know the Lord whom we have believed,
他已经借福音把这个不朽坏生命、永远生命彰显出来了。
He has already given us.Through the gospel, this is immortal life.
今天也把这个不朽坏生命赐给了我们。
And he has given that life to us.
我们就可以活在这个这个世界上，我们就可以胜过外面许多罪恶的一个影响。
So we can live in this world today, and we can overcome all these outward
我们胜过这个死亡的阴影。
influences.
因为我们知道我们这个是一个胜过死亡的一个生命。
Because we know the life that we have within us is one that has overcome sin.
今天这个地上不仅是充满了罪恶，更是充满了死亡。
And this world today is not only filled with sin, but also filled with death.
不仅世界充满了死亡，甚至今天在神家好像充满了死亡的气氛。
And not only is the world filled with death, but the house of the Lord also seems to be filled with the sense of death, because many Christians aren't living this immortal life.
受世界影响，受罪恶影响。
And they're being influenced by the world and by sin.
没办法，这个不朽坏生命把它表明出来。
And are unable to express this immortal life.
所以许多时候，神的儿女的聚会都是个死亡的气氛。
And so many times, when Christians gather, it has the sense of death.
我们也感觉说，好像在这里没有个生命的一个现象表明出来。
We see that it doesn't seem like we're expressing the life that we have.
为什么？因为我们不知道我们所信的是它是怎样的。
And why is this? Because we don't fully understand the Lord.
若是我们知道我们所信的主，他是一个生命的主。
If we know the Lord in whom we have believed, we know that He is the Lord of life. And by faith, we have obtained that life.
我们凭信心活在这个生命里面。
And by faith, we can live in that life.
让我们基督的生活就充满了许多生命。
Therefore, then, as we live that life, then our lives will be filled with
life. 有生命的时候，我们就这个知道，这个生活是非常有力气的，非常活泼的。
And then we can say that this person, when they live that life, we say that they're filled with life and they're very lively.
基督的生活是一个非常活泼有趣的一件事情。
And a Christian life should be very lively.
许多神的儿女为什么基督徒坐久以后就变成好像越来越没有气息呢？
Why does it seem that many Christians, if they believe for a long time, it seems that their life, they seem duller?
因为里面的生命好像暗淡了。
Because the life within them has been dimmed.
那活泼生命不没办法把它表明出来。
And that living life within them.
每一个人都活在光景里面，当然更多人聚在一起的话，那个死的气氛就更厉害了。
It seems that when more people gather together, then that sense of death seems to get more and more.
但是感谢神，我们所得到是一个不朽坏的生命。
But we thank the Lord that the life that we have obtained is an immortal life.
已经借着主耶稣的福音已经彰显出来了。
And through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ,
it is already revealed. 他是一个复活主。
The Lord in whom we have believed is the Lord of
resurrection.
And we can all bring this life into the
house of the Lord.
And we are all living in that life.
你会发觉聚会不一样，我们基督的生活不一样。
Then we will find that our lives in our lives as Christians would be very different.
这是我们一生要学习要操练的。
This is a lesson that we have to learn and practice through our entire lives.
更重要是我们要用信心来接受来相信。
And more importantly, this is something that we have to learn through faith.
我们不仅从信心入门，我们要借信心成全。
Not only do we have to obtain it by faith, but we have to experience it through faith.
所以保罗知道他所信的主他是谁。
So Paul knows whom he has believed.
他知道他所传的神的福音是怎样一种福音。
And he knows the gospel that he is sharing.
这福音所带给我们是一个何等荣耀的一个福音。
And this gospel is so filled with glory.
所以不仅保罗他知道这位主用圣召召了他。
Not only does Paul know that he has been called with a holy calling.
不是按着他的行为乃是按着他的旨意，按着他恩典呼召我们。
Not by Paul's own works, but by the Lord's purpose and grace as he called us.
他今天也要借为了这个福音，他奉派做传道、做使徒、做师傅。
And for this gospel, Paul was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher.
因为他知道他所信的主是这样一位主。
Because he knows who the Lord is that he is.
所以他在那传扬福音的时候，他愿意为福音在那受苦。
And so when Paul shares his gospel, he's willing to suffer for the gospel.
他不以福音为耻。
He's not ashamed of the gospel.
当他快临终之前的时候，他仍然再次坚定他的信心。
And when he had come to the end of his life, he once again says he is firm in whom in what he has believed.
他当然做一个最后一个见证。
And he gave this final testimony.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
Because he knows whom he has believed.
弟兄姊妹，我们也要知道我们今天所信的是谁。
And brothers and sisters, today we have to be firm in knowing whom we
believe. 对我们所信的主他是谁，是我们一生所要追求、所要认识的。
And the person whom we believe is someone we have to pursue and come to know our entire lives.
所以, 甚至像保罗这样一个属灵认识那么丰富的一个人,
and Paul, who is so filled with the Spirit in life,
他一生在那里只有一个目标,
his entire life, he has this one goal.
忘记背后你面前,
to forget what lies behind and
向着标杆而跑,
towards the goal.
弟兄姊妹，只有一个人是这样一个态度，在地上过基础的生活的时候，
when a person has this attitude towards the Christian life,
或许到他在地上的路快走完的时候，
maybe by the time they are approaching the end of their journey,
他也许能够向保罗在宣告说，那美好仗我已经打过了。
He may also say, "I have fought the good fight."
弟兄姊妹，这是何等美丽的一句话！
This is such a beautiful phrase.
何等有力的一个见证,
such a powerful testimony. How is Paul able to obtain this circumstance at the end? How can Paul give this testimony at his end?
他人生有这样的美丽的一个据点,
that his life has come to this beautiful conclusion. Because he knows whom he has believed, the Lord in whom he has believed. Because he knows whom the Lord is that he has believed in. And through all the circumstances that he met through his life, he has this good reaction. And he had this normal expression. We thank the Lord. We also, in faith, we want to learn. And in faith, we will be able to say, "I know whom I have believed."
不仅我们从蒙恩得救那一刻，那个时候时刻开始，
from the moment we first believed,
知道他是我们的救主，
and we would know that He is our Lord.
慢慢在我们一生经历里面，
And slowly through all of our experiences, we will learn that not only is He our Savior, He is also our Lord. He is the Lord of our entire lives. In our entire lives, we have to learn to obey and listen to Him, and to follow Him in our path in this world. May we have this. Lesson. And that when our own paths are coming to an end,
我们在那里可以宣告说,
and there we can testify,
让你知道我们所信的主，所信的是谁,
that we also would know whom we have believed.
他是神的儿子,
He is the Son of God.
他是独一的真神,
He is the one and only true God.
他不仅救了我们, 爱我们,
not only has He saved us and loved us, He has led us our entire lives. From the moment we received grace to the very end, He has led us. And He has taken responsibility for us. Because we know whom we have believed. He is this kind of Lord. And with the holy calling, He has called us. And with grace, He has called us. According to His eternal purpose. From His good purpose. He has saved us and called us. He wants us to be a blessed people. To be a righteous
person.
So that our service would be righteous and wonderful.
好像我们在那一天的时候能向保罗说有个公义的冠冕为我们存留，
and that we would be like Paul, be able to say that a crown of righteousness,
因为这个公义的冠冕不仅为保罗存留，
this crown of righteousness was not only laid up for Paul,
也为那些凡羡慕主显现的人存留，
but also all of those who loved the Lord's appearing,
为那些带着个荣耀盼望等候主来的人存留，
for all of those who are carrying this hope of glory of the Lord's return, that their entire lives are walking on the right path. May the Lord be gracious to us.
时时刻刻, 在每个经历里面, 我们也都能够见证说,
that at all times in every experience, no matter what experience we may meet, in faith that we'd be able to say, I know the Lord in whom I have believed. May the Lord continue to lead us. Would our brother please conclude this time in a word of prayer? Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you. That we are your children, not by any of our works or what we can do. But it is all by grace. Lord, when we stand before you, we are filled with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, we thank you. And you remind us with your love. That daily we see whom we have believed. May you place this image on our hearts. And to keep us until that day. Once again, we thank you, Lord. We pray in your precious name.
Amen. 请大家翻开你手中的周